La santé mentale est quelque chose qui touche beaucoup de gens autour de nous et c'est pourquoi que la Alberta Health Services Addiction et la Mental Health de Peace River ont décidé de supporter le Wellness Exchange Program, qui est une rencontre éducative où tous peuvent y participer. Je suis en compagnie de Ruth Soult, facilitatrice de la promotion pour la santé mentale. So first of all, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
I wanted to know, what is the wellness program in general?
So the Wellness Exchange is a group. It's a wellness group. We meet every week and we have five topics that we move through, generally in the same order. The Wellness Exchange comes from a program called Skills for Psychological Recovery, which is part of the psychosocial disaster response. So it's part of a psychosocial disaster response, and it comes from Skills for Psychological Recovery. So if we think about following a disaster or during a disaster, everyone needs information. They need it to be accurate and reliable and from a good source. And then moving through that, a smaller number of people, but still a lot of people, will need practical help. We call that psychological first aid. And that is, I call it the how can I be helpful. So people come to maybe a reception center following a fire or a flood, and they need to know things like, where can I get diapers? How do I get my prescription filled? Where can I charge my phone? Things like that. So it's really that first level of offering support to people. And that can go on for a week or two or three. And following that, there's a smaller number of people that will need some additional help and some support. And that will be just to kind of cope with things that have gone on and figure out what their next step will be, and maybe thinking about things that have happened and how they cope and deal with those things. And then a smaller number of people, actually less than 10% of people, will need mental health intervention, will need mental health or addiction counseling intervention. So we're trying to provide services and support to people that don't require like longer term mental health intervention. They don't need to see a mental health therapist. They just are struggling and need some additional help. So the Skills for Psychological Recovery is a intervention that we can provide on a one-to-one basis. And Alberta Health Services, we wanted to provide it in a group format. And we also thought there will be real benefit for not everyone who's been through a disaster, not just people who've been in a disaster, to receive some of this support, because we can all benefit from problem solving and making healthy connections. And so we reformatted it using the Skills for Psychological Recovery interventions, and decided that we wanted to offer this in a group format. So that we started offering this wellness group that meets weekly on the five topics that are related to wellness. And initially, the group was offered in person. And of course, we are not doing any of that now, so we moved to Zoom meetings. So every week, we meet for an hour by Zoom, and we focus on one of these areas. So problem solving, positive activities, managing reactions, helpful thinking, and healthy connections. And we meet by Zoom, and it's a drop-in group, so anyone can come, and people can come for one group or two groups or all five groups. And so they don't occur in order. They, like I said, anyone can come at any time and take part in that group that week.
And who can participate?
Anyone can participate. This group is for adults, so everyone 18 and over can participate.
And how can people participate?
So people do need technology. They need to have a smartphone, a tablet, or a computer, because we do meet by Zoom, so they need the technology that will allow them to join the Zoom meeting. People email the Wellness Exchange saying they're interested, and then each week they get an email with the Zoom link for that week and the information, the handouts for that week. And they can either print off the handouts or use their phone or tablet or computer to fill out the handouts.
And you said there's a meeting each week. What date is?
The group meets on Wednesdays from 1:30 to 2:30. So, and we offer the groups continuously. We are taking a short break over Christmas, so our last one for December is the 16th. We're taking the 23rd and the 30th off, and then we start up again January 6th.
And this is a year-long program?
Yes, we run it every 5 weeks. We start again with the groups. So people, as I said, can join one group, two groups, three groups. They can come back if they feel they need to. If they go for one group now, like say problem solving, and then in, I don't know, 3 months they decide they want to work on managing reactions, then they can come back for that. So, yep, it's a drop-in group.
And it's a Zoom meeting. Is it because of COVID?
Yes. We're not doing in-person groups right now. We hope that we will get back to doing in-person groups. And we don't know when that will be.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
We really want people to know about this group. I think, especially during COVID, we are all facing lots of different things, and we're dealing with lots of different things, which bring up some stressors for us and maybe some anxiety. And I think that this group is one way of supporting people to develop some skills to deal with those stressors. So we think it's really helpful, and we hope that the word gets around that this group is available and people can join. And as I said, if they don't want to join this week or next week, they can join the week after or the month after, because we do offer them on a continual basis.
Well, thank you so much, Ruth.
Thank you, Alex.
Donc, en résumé, le Wellness Exchange Program est un groupe de bien-être gratuit qui se réunit chaque semaine. Le groupe passe à travers de 5 sujets liés au bien-être, donc un sujet par semaine, et la rencontre se fait tous les mercredis de 13h30 à 14h30 et tous peuvent y participer. C'était Ruth Soult, facilitatrice de la promotion pour la santé mentale. Ici Alex Fortier pour la radio Nord-Ouest FM.